Hey, what's up, everybody? How's it going out there?
Shablam!
Shablam!
Blam! Shablam!
Shabam!
Bam! 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 Shablam! Bam! Bam!
You know what the best thing about this new camera I discovered today is? Hey, thanks, Platano. Thanks, Platano. By the way, have you seen Platano's new intro? Because you're in it.
Platano, you mean?
So yeah, you've seen it.
Platano?
I don't know if you're saying it right.
I am.
You don't know that.
I am.
He's going to say you're not.
I looked it up.
Yeah, but I
he
looked it up.
All he wants. I know I'm saying it right.
You're not saying it right.
Platano. It's a banana.
Because you're saying the ta too slow.
Platano.
No, it's you're going platano.
Yeah.
It's no space.
Platano.
It's just platano.
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 Platano. Platano. Yeah. Are you needing your banana? Calm down there, monkey. Jesus.
Hey, guys, what's up? Mm. But the best thing about this camera is that the old camera, if we had the blinds open behind me,
yes,
it looked like I was an angel.
Yeah.
Like, this was just,
I mean, you still
flooded with
do,
light.
But
I do, but it's acceptable.
It's
so
better.
Now we can have air, fresh air in the studio, and it doesn't look horrendous. So, I mean, I still got a little bit of that glow about me.
Yeah, no,
you know?
it's actually nice outside for
but
once.
That's because I am expecting a child.
Yeah, what?
I'm expecting a child. I'm 5 months along.
You?
Yep.
Specifically you. I was
me.
Whoa there,
no,
buddy!
No. Definitely not Chris.
Okay.
Me.
You.
Yes.
Gotcha. What are you going to name it?
Well, that's the second part of this announcement.
Blossom.
It's yours.
Oh.
So I figured you'd want some input.
Abortion.
All right, done deal. I'll name it Abortion.
Hello, Abortion.
That's going to be really, really controversial, but I'll do it.
Call him Abe for short.
Abe! Messed up for the first 5 minutes of the show. What are you going to do? So, hey,
just
guys.
A little bit.
What's happening? How you doing, Taylor, Menace, Platano? Now I'm going to say it like Colby, which isn't correct. Platano. I'm going to say it like him. But.
Platano. That was the fucking video I sent you. That was a Mexican man saying it in Mexican.
Spanish, I think.
It's Mexican.
Okay. That's fine. I mean, I don't know. I got two, maybe three Spanish speakers in my chat, because I think Menace speaks some Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing from the fact that Platano has his name partially in Spanish.
Assume.
He speaks Spanish. And then there's a person in my chat, occasionally stops by here, Kay Drew, who is from Spain.
Mm.
That's where Spanish comes from.
That is.
So
I think
she
it's
speaks
a different
Spanish.
Type of Spanish.
So though. A lot of people in my chat try to teach me like how to speak, and I don't know why they do that.
Platano.
I'm never going to be able to do it.
I want to speak Spanish so bad.
Well, the problem is that even if they teach me how to pronounce it, 3 minutes later I forgot how to pronounce it. Like, I'll say it correctly.
Platano.
But I'll go right back to Platano right afterwards because that's what I've been saying for 6 months, and what are you going to do? It's like, Menace, his name is Me Nice 421. It's not Menace, it's Me Nice. Like, I call him Menace because it's easier. Also, saying Me Nice is kind of, it feels weird now.
Yeah.
It just feels weird.
What about
you know?
Me Nice? Yeah. What up, Me Nice?
I barely speak Spanish, but see, I speak no Spanish. Colby knows something about a biblioteca.
¿Dónde está?
Yeah, see, he knows that.
La biblioteca.
See, I don't even know that. I know
Arango discoteca.
I know uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco,
hola,
seis.
Mi amo es Colby.
Nueve? Is that
that's,
it?
That's new.
No.
That's new.
Is it?
That's new.
Ocho's eight.
Nueve? No, that's nine.
Ocho's eight.
That's
nine. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
Siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Siete.
Once, doce, trece, quince, quince.
I got to six, and
20,
I ran out of Spanish.
20,
I can't even
20,
count
20,
to 10
20,
in Spanish.
20,
bad. Colby got his Spanish from that scene in Bedazzle.
That
is such a deep cut reference.
Dude, ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? Is like the number one thing anybody ever learns in Spanish ever.
I think it's, what about where's the restroom? Isn't that like the number one thing you're supposed to learn in foreign languages?
El baño, I believe,
know,
is
no,
bathroom.
Man. I know that. Isn't cabeza your head, right? Cabeza is head.
Yes.
Casa is house.
Yep. Manzana.
Señorita.
Manzana is apple.
Señor.
I believe.
Amiga.
Mm-hmm.
That might be it. I might be out of Spanish words. Platano.
Platano.
I could go from food, like burrito, taco, tostada, tamale.
Hospital.
I don't know if that's a Spanish one, see? I don't know. Like, I feel like I could also just add some accents to American words and make them Spanish.
El burrito.
Like, what you feed the burrito? You know, just all of a sudden I speak Spanish.
Perfect. That was spot on.
Take me to the cartel leader. Now Spanish, see? Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's about how I do all languages.
Dude,
so.
Have you ever went to that fucking watch people die, the actual watch people die on Reddit?
No, I try not to, because people die on there.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of people dying.
There's a lot of murders on there, too, and that's fucked.
The murders don't bother me so much.
Why?
Because murder, yeah. You know, the ones that bother me is, like, did you see the one where, like, the guy is at the concrete factory, and, like, something inside, like, it looks like a big silo, like a big grain silo, you know, like we have in Kansas? Mm-hmm. And just this massive building with this massive garage door, and he's just like parked out front. And then you see him like looking inside, he's freaking out, and he starts running away. And then you just see this massive concrete cloud come out, and it just engulfs the camera. And like, that man dead. Like, he can't breathe.
Yeah, the random ones, I don't know why those
like,
don't,
that bothers
don't
me
because
like
me
that could
lot.
Happen to anybody, you know?
I don't know. Maybe it's my like optimism. The little.
What?
The little that's there.
What? You have
typically
optimism?
It gets okay. dashed.
All right.
But like. Nah, that person who just got ran over is totally fine. That, like,
oh, like on Reddit?
Bones,
yeah.
But they'll live.
No, like the ones that I've seen, like...
A dude getting his head blown off, that...
No,
that,
he's dead.
That's dead.
Like, I've seen, like, people, like, fall off ladders onto, like, railings in the mall. Mm-hmm. You know, like, dudes changing light bulbs, they slip and they fall, and I'm like, that guy's dead, you know?
It was fucked.
Like, that stuff bothers me way more than people getting their heads blown off, so I'm just like, well, yeah, it was painless. You know what I'm doing? Murder could happen to anyone, too. No. Not to me. I don't leave my house. Who's going to murder me?
Somebody who comes into your house.
Who's going to do that?
Probably me.
What, well, I mean, if my closest friends would be the only one to murder me.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to rob me. I ain't got nothing. Unless you want to be a Twitch streamer, and I think it would be easier to go to Best...
Any meth head
it's not
in
even
the world
that.
Would
it's
take
not even,
all this to a pawn shop and be like, yes,
no one
it
would buy
is
this.
Christmas in Cracktown.
No right one would now. Buy this. This Mac is 8 years old. This computer down here is probably older.
Still, that's 80.
This is broken.
That's 30.
This TV's good.
That's 30.
That's good, but
that's
came from you.
Probably like 80.
This doesn't even... This is literally a screen. Like, when you use a $1,200 computer as a screen, you know it's old. Because that's all it does. Camera you got in 2008. That tripod, literally, I think we used for the original camera for this show. Like, the soundboard's nice, but no one knows that, you know? But, yeah, my vote's on Chris.
No one knows that.
Chris can't get rid of me. She needs me. Okay. At least till the wedding. I'm safe till the wedding, because she needs
she
to get married, then
insurance.
She could do whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Well, she don't get life insurance, she got married, she succeeded in life, now she can get rid of me.
Gotcha.
I think that's what it is, but...
Dude, I saw a fucking corgi the other day.
Yeah?
It's the most adorable
Dude, they're
thing.
Great, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see, is it the one by your house? Like, would you see a girl walking her, or did you see another one?
Saw another one.
Okay, like, the only corgi I've ever seen...
Mm-hmm.
Is there's, like, this sorority girl that I think lives in an apartment... like the complex adjacent to yours, because I've seen her three or four times around my bike, and she just walks the dog, and it's just a corgi, and it always gives me, it always looks behind me like, what are you doing back there? Every time I go past it, I'm just like, look at you, corg. And then the lady just looks so annoyed with life.
Me.
Yeah, she's one of the, you know, those sorority girls. It's just like, I have to breathe the same air as Mr. Fat. I don't want to do that.
Do I look like a beaver?
A little bit, yeah. I can see some beaver in there.
You just see the front two teeth, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm stuck here now.
I don't either, but I enjoy that it's happening.
Yeah.
Give me content for Instagram.
Anywho.
So, Colby, I'm surprised you're as awake as you are. And according to Chris, you had a run this morning. Mm-hmm. Like, you woke up, you got home at 3 a.m., you woke up and went for a mile and a half run.
Yep.
I'm amazed.
Oh,
dude.
I was like, how the fuck she know that? And that's right. She looks at the Apple Watch thing.
Yeah. The Apple Watch tells us, like, Colby has completed a workout. Run of 1.43 miles or something like that.
Yeah, around there.
It's weird that I knew that exact number.
1.47.
4.7, I was close.
For 16 minutes.
I was close, so. I mean, I told Chris, I'm like, good, that means he's going to be awake for the show, because that'll wake you right up.
That will, yeah.
I mean, Brittany told Chris that she wasn't going to go eat food and watch football today because she was too tired, so I was really worried.
Oh yeah.
Until I heard.
Oh no. Yeah, I passed out for a little on the drive home. We left Kansas City. We went to Kansas City last night for Cody Johnson.
We're gonna talk
about
that too.
My first country concert.
I've never been to a country concert. I wanna know about the people. I wanna know about everything.
Look,
we're gonna
get to that. You cannot imagine. I wanted to go full country. I wanted to go get cowboy boots.
Yeah, you should.
I have bleached jeans. Dude. I was wearing a plaid shirt. I wanted to stop at a gas station on the way up and get a really cheap cowboy hat.
Yeah, dude, like, you should have done that.
Right? And then Britt was like, no, don't.
Why?
Don't do it.
Why?
I don't know. She doesn't want to date a cowboy. And I'm not a cowboy. I just wanted to pretend for a day.
That makes no sense.
I just wanted to pretend for a day.
All she does is listen to music where cowboys sing about loving women.
She's dated cowboys, and she's glad that I'm not one, according to her.
That doesn't make any sense. That's not a thing against cowboys.
I just wanted
That's
to
just
pretend.
In general.
Anywho, yeah. No, it was actually surprisingly very good.
Okay.
Like, I didn't know one fucking song.
Right.
But I could understand what he was
saying.
What's
up, Bulldogs?
He was a really good singer. Also, I was a little drunk, so that probably helped.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
He had a whole bunch of Inspiring America talk. It was great.
What do you mean?
Like, he did, in between songs, he, like, talks.
Okay.
The crowd a little
how
bit.
How many people were at this concert?
It was sold the fuck out.
But how big was the venue?
It was.
Like, do you have seats? Is it standing?
It's standing.
Or?
There were rows of seats in the back, and then the front a little bit was, I think, only standing room, and then there was a balcony. So I don't
okay.
know what was
the
on
balcony.
The balcony
was probably seating, I'm
but,
guessing.
Yeah. I mean, there was seating everywhere, but everybody was standing up because...
That's good.
Everybody's standing
I
up.
I really dislike the concerts where people sit.
Yeah.
It feels weird to me.
Interest bank.
That's well, weird. No, not even that. Like, that is less weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's still weird. But, like, in a room with, like, 1,000 people, you know... People who were sitting, like Weird Al concert. Like, I went to one of those once at the Cotillion, yeah. which is like, what, 3,000-4,000 people max.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone sat the whole time.
Yeah.
And
no,
I'm like,
I went
why?
To like Johnny Lang or some crap with my parents
yeah.
one time, and yeah, they, it was mainly
like
older.
It's, people, yeah, well, I mean,
so they
yeah,
were
but.
Just sitting all around.
But it's not, like, it feels like it's spoken word or yeah. something. It's weird, and I don't like it. What's up, Delano? How are you doing, man?
Bulldog, Tano, Taylor, Menace. Just listening to names now.
You're just listening to all names.
What up, y'all?
By the way, Britt said that she likes you the way you are, which is not true. Because she wants you to be Khal Drogo.
Hey, I'm trying, man. I'm working.
I know, but
I'm
just saying. She's. We know the truth.
Yeah, so country concert
yeah.
was surprisingly
so they
better.
Sold. Do they sell beer there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was way too expensive.
How many people did you see there wearing bleached jeans, plaid shirts, cowboy hats, and boots?
It was like... Two for every one. No. It was like six for every one.
That's what I
person.
Thought, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like almost every dude.
How many girls there?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Jeez, man. It was something for sure.
Like, you didn't see any single guys, I bet.
One
single guy?
He might have been gay. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, he could have been there with another guy, though.
Or that.
But
yeah.
was he single?
Oh, I have no idea. Okay. He was the only one by himself that we talked to on the way out. But
wow, guy by himself, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was super fun.
What's super up, Sam?
Fun. They played all her songs. She was real happy.
Yeah.
Bought her a shirt. Surprised her with it.
How much was it?
$30.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
$30, $7 a beer. I had 3 beers.
Jeez. That is insane,
yeah,
man. Yeah. That's I mean, that's
before
concerts,
that,
though, man.
Though,
it's concerts.
Before that, we went to Topgolf, which
yeah.
was so fun.
The last time you went to Topgolf,
yeah,
you were very upset.
We made a reservation this time, so we got in, which was the smart thing to do.
Right.
But yeah, we stayed for 2.5 hours.
Uh-huh.
And I kicked everyone's ass, minus one game.
Okay. Well, I mean, are you the only golfer?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
A little bit.
Come to a concert over here, beers are like $18. Yeah, NYC concert's probably even more. But the shirt's probably the same cost, I would bet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Typically, like, my band shirts, they run like 20 to 25, I've typically seen.
That's more reasonable. Paul McCartney's, I think, were 50 each.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is ridiculous, because, like, he needs more money, you know? You know? Sam, I don't even remember who gifted you this up. I think Basement Brain did. It will tell you in your things. By the way, our thoughts on Call of Duty Blackout is I'm not interested. Colby will say he's
what
not interested.
What the fuck even is that?
That's their new Battle Royale mode.
Oh, yeah, no.
You might check it out.
I'm not gonna.
Come on, man. It's
no.
it's like well
if there's
done.
There's zombies in it? Yes.
Yes, there are.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's really zombies in it.
In a...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I didn't... Like I said, I don't really care, but I do
right,
see the
well,
headlines. There
check.
Are zombies in it. Like,
check
their Blackout mode has a zombies.
That's awesome.
I don't know if it's a special, like, theme.
Mm-hmm.
or if they're just running wild in the apocalypse.
Dude, if we were having a zombie batch like 90 people, 100 people versus just 1,000 zombies at one time, that sounds fucking crazy.
I don't know if it's everybody versus zombies. Mm-hmm. Or if it's everybody versus everybody, also versus zombies.
Oh my god!
Like I don't know which.
That's like the real Walking Dead, man.
Well, Destiny 2 has this new mode called Gambit,
right?
And it's like that, mm-hmm. where it's everybody. It's a team of four versus team of four, where you fight
each other in an environment with
bots. Enemies, and that's really fun.
Yeah,
and I think more people should steal that concept. Hmm. So. Everybody versus zombies is correct. I mean, that sounds pretty sweet. It would really suck, though, to be the guy who died to the zombie and not to another player.
Yeah.
Like, that would be me. Like, I'm so bad at Fortnite, I call it a loading screen simulator. It'd be the same thing. It'd be like, I'm so bad at Call of Duty Blackout that I lose to the AI. But that'd be fun, dude. That'd be fun. Yeah, I mean, it's like PUBG. It's got boats, cars, helicopters. So I'm saying, I think you'd like it. Because you like PUBG.
Kind of sounds fun.
I mean, at least on mobile.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
Well, yeah, I mean, I would on a console, I'm assuming.
You don't have a gaming PC. You don't have a PC at all. So, I feel like Call of Duty Blackout might be a game you'd be interested in.
I might have to look at that.
Because it's Battle Royale, which you like. It's modern, like PUBG, but, you know. But Gambit doesn't have zombies, so, well, technically, Menace, a guardian is a zombie because it is a dead person who lives again, so...
Gotcha there.
So, just for a point of fact.
Gotcha there.
Yeah, incorrect.
But yeah,
basically H with Z1 and PUBG, but with zombies. It's also first person. I also really like the first person aspect. I am not a big third person shooter fan.
Yeah.
Another reason I don't really like Fortnite. I like precision, I guess. It's not really imprecise to be in third person. I just like first person.
No, PUBG has a first person now too.
Right, right. Well, they have modes that are first person only, you know, and I would just prefer that.
I don't know. Third person's kind of nice because you can look around you.
Right.
In that game, your surroundings are definitely.
Which is a lot of what people don't
play that
like
game
because
if
the strategy.
If you can't hear it.
Yeah.
Because it's all about hearing people.
Well, I see people do that in competitive Destiny because it's first person. Like when you go into emote, it goes to third person.
Mm-hmm.
So people will stand next to a corner, hit sit. And then they can look around corners while they're in third person, and they go back to first.
Interesting.
Like that's a trick around it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the only advantage. But I don't know, man. I like. I'm terrible at Call of Duty. That's why I won't play it.
It's just depending on the modes. Like, I mean, if it's different than just team deathmatch, you know.
Well, Call of Duty always has a ton of them, right?
Fast.
Yeah, that's why I don't like it.
The Twitch, she said,
it's too twitchy. Mm-hmm. Like to me, like that's why I play. That's why I liked Destiny because the time to kill, it's fast. Like it's faster than Overwatch, but it's slower than Call of Duty. It's probably twice the time instead of being a half second. It's 1 second.
I love the hardcore modes in Call of Duty because then it's literally just
it's one shot, one kill. Yeah,
you're done.
Man. I'm too bad, dude. I just feel like all I'm doing is respawning.
Quick,
I'm not quick. I'm not quick in real life or in video games. I'm slow.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of it, so judge me. But yeah, I think he'd like it. I mean, it is cool to have zombies running around, man.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
I mean, how fun would it be to drive an SUV over a zombie horde?
A lot.
Come on.
A lot of fun.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds great. But
is H1Z1 that one with, like, all the hordes of zombies that come at you?
No.
No?
You're thinking of
it's not even
you're
out
thinking
yet,
of Days
right?
Gone.
Yeah.
H1Z1 is, like, the poor man's PUBG.
Mm.
It was out before PUBG.
Mm-hmm.
And it was out before Fortnite and all those, but it never really caught on. I'm not really totally sure why, but like, it's out. It's free to play now on PlayStation. You can just download it. But people like that game too. But it's more realistic, like Call of Duty is. But I think it's also third person.
Hmm.
So I'm not sure. Fatana says he's gonna play Callout or Blackout all the time.
I'm gonna be my bitch. Yeah. I'm gonna make it my bitch.
Yeah, man. I don't know. There's a lot of good games coming out. I did not expect Spider-Man to be as good as it is.
Dude, it's so cool.
I fully expect Tomb Raider to suck.
Yeah.
Just because I didn't think Spider-Man would be that great, because I'm not really into Spider-Man as a superhero. Like, he's fine. I don't have any problems.
You didn't grow up with him.
Right, I just really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But the game itself is so much fun. Swinging around New York so great, and I was really looking forward to Tomb Raider. I think it's
going to suck. That's so great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's so detailed.
Except they deleted Menace out of it. Did you know that?
Yes.
Like, his entire office is gone. They bulldozed his high school and built Oscorp on it.
Why are we blurred? We blurred?
Why are we blurred?
Now we're not blurred.
Yeah, we're blurred.
Now we're back to being blurred.
Yeah, why are we blurred? Hey, stop that.
Blurred again.
What's it focusing on?
I don't know. Probably the window would be my guess. Or my hand. I don't know. Interesting. Yeah, that helped. It's infrared can see through the brightness, man.
Don't. I want to turn off focus. How do I do that, man?
Should be able to. This little switch right here, this little dial, is autofocus.
Oh, I'll have to mess with that.
Yeah.
We'll just get that. Because honestly, sometimes I think it actually focuses in on the background more than it focuses on us.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really tell, but I do think it could be sharper as well to do that. But hey, what's up, A. Dunham?
Hey, Dunham.
How you doing, man? It's like seeing me HD. You like it?
So Topgolf.
Yeah.
It's super clean. Awesome to drink beer.
How much is food there?
I can't remember.
How much money did you spend yesterday, you think?
My bill?
Just including the concert, including Topgolf.
Well, Britt got
everything you did. The food that you ate there, because I'm assuming you ate dinner and lunch, right?
I mean, we went to Waffle House after the concert.
Okay.
But then we kind of ate.
Did you see Kid Rock there?
No.
That's too bad.
We ate at Topgolf.
Okay.
So, my bill, Brett, don't listen to this, $102.
But that includes the games
that
and
was the 2.5 hours
right.
of playing.
Which, honestly, that's not too bad.
It's 35 an hour.
Right.
It's not bad.
But is that per person?
No.
Yeah. So no,
that's
not,
just for the bay.
That's not that bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a movie. You know? It's a movie. And yeah, we remember you, A. Dunham. Yeah, we're not popular. We can't remember.
But that was also like...
Unless it's been 6 months.
I was like 3 drinks, 2 apps.
Yeah.
The time.
What apps did you get, man? I love appetizers.
Got nachos? No.
Don't ask
chips,
me. I wasn't
chips
there.
And dip.
Okay.
So salsa, queso.
Okay.
Queso was really good.
Okay.
And then cheese fries.
Lots of cheese, man.
Yeah.
Lots of cheese.
Oh, I got
you
so
gained,
fat.
You gained
100
pounds yesterday.
That's
you went to
really
Waffle House.
To run.
You had all that stuff.
Yeah, I drank a lot of beer. A lot of beer.
Are clubs included? They would have to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he doesn't live in KC where it is. So we don't have a Topgolf where we live
either,
Sam.
They got like a sandwich, a 5, a 7, a 9 iron, a hybrid 3-wood, a normal 3-wood, and a driver that you can pick from. Those are the clubs that they have there.
I have no idea what any of that means. But it sounds like...
And then they also have left-handed. If you're left-handed, you just have to request for it. But it's super fun, man. It's so cool.
I would be terrible.
God, it was so cool.
It's basically just a driving range with food and beer, right?
Well, you would think, but a lot of the games weren't about... Like, you can do distance,
okay.
But they weren't really... It's more about accuracy. So they got a whole bunch of big like holes. Like, they make the flag right in the middle, and the closer you get to the flag, the more points you get.
How does it know?
Dude, I don't know.
Like, since it's in the balls and in the field?
Not
or?
In the balls, because I had 2 balls out at once, and then one was from the previous player... That it didn't get tracked, yet it said that it did, and then mine, and I hit both, and it tracked both as my balls. So I have no idea.
But do you put it on like a tee?
Yeah.
Maybe the tee registers
no.
it.
It's a standard driving range tee.
You don't know that.
I do.
How do you know that?
Because I've been to driving ranges.
Yeah, but how do you know they don't have electronics in them?
Because I felt underneath one, because the one that on the left-handed side.
You're just groping the equipment?
I was trying to fix it for the left-handed player we had, and it did not work because it was.
So are you paired up with strangers?
No. No, we went with Brit's friends.
Oh.
Another couple, so there was 4 of us.
Oh. Is this the same people that went to Warped Tour with you?
No.
How many friends does Brit have?
No, we went alone.
Why is she
Brit,
so popular?
But Madison, which is in our group of friends, and her boyfriend
right.
were also there.
I've heard of Madison.
So that was
Warped Tour.
In Warped Tour.
Yeah, right.
And then Brit's friends that she lived with for a little while who were married with 3 children.
Oh, my God.
At 24 or 5 or something like that.
Oh, poor people.
Yeah.
Sucks.
They went with us.
It sucks, man.
But, yes, there was a chipping game, and to get close enough to the holes, I owned that one. I think I missed one hole out of 20 balls.
Dude
it was great.
Did you tell your dad this? Because I feel like he'd be so proud.
I know. I texted my mom. I was like, hey, I'm at Topgolf and I can't hit worth shit. Tell dad I have failed him.
Colby's dad is
I
like...
I needed to warm up. Once I warmed up, I was getting it.
How would you describe your dad's skill level?
Like, he could have been pro, low-level pro, but yeah, he could have.
Like, if there was double-A golf, he would have been able to do it, probably.
I don't know him too well, Minnis, but it wasn't awkward. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, that's the thing about, like, significant other friends. Like, generally, if you get along with your significant other, you get along with their friends.
They're cool people.
The all-wild card is when the significant other gets, or the significant other's friend gets a new boyfriend or something. Mm. Then you're like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. So it's awkward for them meeting me, right? But not.
Did
for
you
me
feel like you had to
them
be on your best behavior?
No.
Did you mention you did a podcast?
I already met him once, and so then I was kind of a little bit better,
right?
But like, no, I was cussing and just being myself.
Did you tell him you do a podcast?
No.
All right, smart.
Well, yeah, they know I do a show, but I don't know if they know what.
Well, they definitely don't assume it's on the radio. No. I guarantee you that because. They don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the thing is, like, the thing about podcasts is, like,
weird people do podcasts.
Well, no, and the thing is more like everybody does them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my neighbor down the street does a podcast, mm-hmm. you know, about his cat's tails and how right. great they are. Like,
it's basically like just a blog, man.
Right. Mm-hmm. But we gotta be like,
ours is a show.
People
we
listen.
We put on a show.
We do prep.
Yeah, there's graphics and prep and inner right. workings that
we don't
not
just sit
just
down and talk about
a microphone
the best way to boil an egg
iTunes.
You know, we talk about
stuff and things
and we're it's good.
So yeah, Top Golf,
we have microphones.
Top Golf was a great experience.
No one knows what our show is, Bray. If they actually know what our show is, can they write us a description? Because I would love to know.
Yeah, the concert was good. One of the better parts though was this bar that we went to waiting for the concert.
My god, dude,
I don't, it was called the Art Bar or something like that. And outside of it, there were two people in costume. One was a dude on stilts dressed up as a moose. And one was
what?
A person in a fox costume. Or a wolf. And so we're walking up to this place because all the other bars are busy as shit. And then this one's not because it's weird.
It's the furry bar.
It's weird. And so
you're like, well, let's go to this one?
So we walk up to the door and there's just a normal guy with his friends, the moose and the wolf. And he's super awkward. He's like, hey, how you guys doing? You here for the show? And we're like, we're here for that show. Because they were having like a music night here.
We're not
too.
Here for whatever the moose is here for.
And he's
I want to
like,
make
well,
that very clear.
You like my friend, the moose? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the wolf too? The wolf's your friend? He's like, yeah. I was like, cool. As I'm entering the door, cool, door shut. Because they're out just in the front of the bar.
Why are they dressed up?
Great question, man. It's called the Art Bar. They do weird things.
Were there people weird inside?
So it was a four-story little tiny, you know, old...
What is this place, man? I gotta Google it now.
Bar. Like, the bottom floor is the bar where they have, like, open mic comedy session or something
right.
like that.
Uptown Arts Bar, is this it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Cool speakeasy and patio with crafted cocktails, showcasing local comedy, cabaret, and musical acts.
That's right. Okay, so first floor is that. Second floor is an EDM club.
What? Okay, dude. And then what door do you open to the orgies?
Well, the third floor, he said, was like for like an office for lawyers.
What?
And then the fourth floor.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm going to show it here in a second.
The fourth floor is they were trying to get it set up to be something like a bottle service room. Like, you can rent it out.
Like the VIP place.
That's where the orgies are going down.
Definitely. However, is this what it looks like?
This website is much better than what the bar looked like inside. This has an actual theme.
Designed by Metaphor Media, dude. And maintained by Odd Fox, Inc.
Odd Fox.
You think that's the guy in the...
Might be.
In the costume, man? That is a fox. I don't know what I expected. Don't fit in. Be extra.
Be extra. Oh, my God.
Was she there?
No.
Okay. That's actually a really nice-looking fox. Let's see. Do they have photos? Calendar. Okay, so yesterday... 7 p.m.? That's probably what they were. That's probably what you would have been there for.
That's what it was.
Frickus?
Frickus and the Hooligans,
Frickus
man.
And the Hooligans. Featuring rock, reggae, highlife.
It was definitely reggae.
Join Frickus Welch John Frickus Welch is a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and entertainer. He's also the frontman for Frickus and the Hooligans. Frickus takes his love for reggae and West African music and combines it with American roots. The result is a danceable and listenable, exotic and familiar.
No, they don't. No, they do not get known artists.
What?
It's a very small bar.
Dude, I kind of want to know what this guy is. Don't you?
Dude, it's some
Did you hear any
music.
Of his music?
Oh, yeah. He wasn't bad. He was
I mean,
a weird
it sounds
dude,
really interesting. I'm more just like, what is it, you know? See some videos, maybe? Little Hands, River Rolling, or Juju Bug? I mean, I'm leaning towards Juju Bug.
Play the one where you could see him with Cyndi Lauper, maybe.
I don't. That's all going to be about Cyndi Lauper, though.
Yeah,
what about let's do River Rolling. It's in 4x3. That can't be good, right?
No.
Okay, there we go. This doesn't sound very reggae to me. Is this just all going to be like filtered atmospheres? Okay. You know what? I should have gone with your instincts. Let's watch Cyndi Lauper one. Let's go. Play it.
What is this?
Cyndi Lauper, Charlie Muscle White, and Muhammad Olidu show finale. Are they even going to be in this?
I don't know. Kevin Hart? Is Kevin Hart in this?
Wait, are they just the background band?
Hope you stay in touch. Here's a song
it's
we
possible.
Worked up just a little while ago. One of our
is that him?
No.
Songwriters and singers.
Look at this guy. Can he open his eyes?
Forster, hope you can be with us next week right here.
I don't think this is it.
What? It's on their website. Do any of these people look like the people you saw yesterday?
No. The man I saw had a very specific look. And I would recognize him.
What are we listening to right now? The fact that he ain't Chinese and you notice, that's racist, Sam. They have an ad for Silk Milk, almond milk, and celestial seasonings on the wall behind them. Is this music?
This is terrible.
What even is this?
I do not know.
Minnis says if they're the background band, they might make decent money. There's no way that's true. Because even if they made $1 million split between all of these people, everyone makes $10.
Yeah, man. It wasn't my first choice.
What is... okay, dude.
This was like third, fourth choice down.
That's interesting.
Over on the street of where to go.
I'm a little sad that...
Anywho, the better part, the bar was actually... decent.
Demonic jazz. It doesn't sound like indie rock reggae, which
no.
is what it says on their website.
The bar was actually pretty good. They had hidden playing cards scattered around the room that the bar was in. And if he found all
okay.
of them, you got a free well shot. And so then the ladies went on an adventure trying
did you,
to find
Did they find any
card.
Man, or did they waste all your time?
They got to 5 out of 6.
Okay.
And so...
did they ever consider there's probably only 5 in the entire place?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But then
because if I was a restaurant owner, that's what
all
I
right,
would do.
Not to brag.
All right.
But I get up to uh-huh. the one part of the room that they haven't found a card at.
Okay.
And so they gave us a hand. He was like, it's probably in a place that you're not going to think.
Okay.
So I just walk over towards the front door.
Okay.
And then the card is on the door frame to the door.
Just immediately.
Just
dude.
Immediately right in your face when you walk in. I'm yeah. just like, is that not it? And then they come over. It's like, that's it. I'm like, yeah, that's right. I'm the closer.
So did you find... so you found the
down.
6 card?
Yeah, so we all 4 got 3 well shots.
Well shots.
They were really good, actually. It was like some...
how
like,
many beers had you already had, dude?
It was some juice vodka shot.
Uh-huh.
Like, she put work into the shots for some reason, and I don't understand, but yeah, it was good.
It's because you were normies, and they're like, we got normies in our bar.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if they'll stay, because
right.
we got demonic jazz happening on stage.
They probably
later
wanted.
Tonight.
They probably wanted the people to come back, because they knew, like, literally... across the street,
right,
was a 5,000 person concert.
Right.
So,
I mean, they must make money, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of. Well, there was like another group of cowboys in that one. This bar was dead. There were 3 others on the street that were pretty close to the venue.
Okay,
and those were.
What
packed.
Do you mean it was dead? There's a guy dressed as a moose outside.
They were dead as shit, man.
It's so weird.
They were dead as shit,
dude. You know, That's just stuff that Wichita doesn't have.
No.
Because we're not a large enough city. But like,
we don't have the weird shit, man.
Right.
Oh, we don't go to the weird shit.
No, it doesn't exist.
Dude, those gay bars downtown, you never know.
Well, I don't know. I'm not gay. I don't there. But I don't
have to be gay to go to a gay bar.
Well, yeah, but...
Most likely.
Why would you choose a gay bar if you're not gay?
I don't know, man. If they have a cool card game where I have to find cards, maybe I'll go.
That's what's going to get you?
Yeah.
For a free
drinks? Yeah.
Free shot of Evan Williams?
That's what will happen.
It's worth it.
Yeah, man.
I mean, maybe this is the weirdest thing happening in Wichita. It's a show.
Maybe. Right here. That's probably true.
That could be.
That's why none of these people are from Wichita.
You picked up two bi chicks at a gay bar before. Well, congratulations, man. I've never really thought about doing that. Mostly because I've always been in a relationship, but also I don't go out.
I heard the rumor that like
also,
a lot
I don't
of single chicks go to gay
women.
Bars.
Well, so I've heard the women go, but I wouldn't imagine a man just goes to a gay bar just for fun.
Right. You know? I have no idea.
Like women, it makes sense because they don't have to deal with predators. You know,
mm-hmm.
They don't have to go out and have all the tones of the world approach them when they don't want to. Go to a gay bar and surprise, surprise, Tone's there too. But you know he's different there than he is.
Yeah,
that was
Tone was in a weird.
That
mood.
Was a good joke, and I'm a little sad.
I missed all of what you said,
dude.
I was thinking about my next Tone story that I got for you.
I made a joke that he assaults women in straight bars, so then the women go to the gay bar and surprise he's also there.
Oh,
because he's gay.
No, I got you.
Okay, it's not as funny. It wasn't worth saying twice, but
it's not that funny.
You killed me by not listening to it.
So we went,
go ahead, tell your story, man.
We went to Carlos O'Kelly's
yep.
Friday night.
Okay.
With our group.
Oh, that's actually on my prep to ask about the sombrero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and tell your story. Maybe you'll answer it.
Okay, so it was me, Britt, Tone,
right.
And Maddie.
Because my question's not about the sombrero because it was Britt's birthday. Clearly, mm-hmm. That's what it's for.
Yes.
My question does involve Tone.
What?
And his behavior.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm waiting. So you may answer the question with
Dude, he
story.
Was in a weird mood.
Right.
He was way too friendly.
Well, he was yelling, ole, 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 in the Snapchat that I saw in a restaurant.
Okay, so.
Like, you gotta understand, this isn't a bar.
The table.
This is a restaurant.
Yeah, the table. Well, this might explain it. The table right next to us was the parents of our server.
Okay.
And so they were being a little loud and being rambunctious and messing with her.
I don't feel like that's enough for the Tone to be yelling ole, ole, ole in the
Definitely
middle of
was.
A restaurant.
Mainly because they get a group of people to come at you and start clapping.
Right.
And then be like, happy, happy birthday. We sing it all to you. Happy, happy birthday. Hope you follow through. This, I like. That's what they say.
This is Britt's face while this is happening.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, the parents right right across from us, the mother, I believe, it's her birthday Saturday. And so they did it first. And then it blanked our minds for like 5 minutes after it happened. And then being like, wait, it's your birthday too.
Yeah.
And so then we did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I noticed we didn't get an invite out for Friday.
Nah, fuck you. You would have gone anyways. Well, it is Carlos, so you might have.
What happened was last weekend, Colby and I hung out, and at that we were all drunk, and Britt goes, "You guys gonna come out next Friday for my birthday?" Like mm-hmm. guilting us into coming.
Yeah,
and I immediately said no.
Yeah,
mostly not because I don't like to hang out, which I also don't, just for the record. But I don't have any money. Like we're broke, so we can't really go out anyway, and. Especially since Chris was supposed to go out today, and then she didn't, because Brittany's asleep. But anyway, so we were literally, we took Aaron home at like 8:30 on Friday night, and on the drive back, I was like, hey, weren't we supposed to hang out with Colby tonight? Chris goes, oh yeah, I never got a text.
Didn't even think about it.
Yeah, well, we didn't either.
Didn't even think about it.
And I totally forgot Matthew was in town, so
oh,
I didn't
yeah.
see him either.
That's why. That's right.
Yeah.
God damn it. You know, I get mad at our group of friends for not remembering things that we say
right.
the previous week, but I do it too.
I mean, if I put it on my calendar, I'd remember, but like,
I do it too.
I wasn't planning on going because you guys would have been out earlier than I could have gone anyway.
Yeah, they got there at like 6:37.
Yeah, I would have had my son, so we wouldn't have gone anyway. But like,
right.
but like, yeah, Matthew, pockets. I don't really have any excuse because he has a child too. So.
To pockets for a little bit, man.
Yeah,
could have came there.
You should have texted me.
Saw Bash.
Should have texted me, man.
No, Bash wasn't there.
He wasn't there. We do that here, even if it's not our birthday, just to get the free cake. Oh, they'll check IDs here, man. Like, some of these restaurants here, they're serious about it being your birthday. Especially the ones that give you free food. Like the Carlos one, they probably, what, brought you a salsa? Maybe an ice cream?
Fried ice cream, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They put a hat on you, saying they don't care.
Yeah.
You know, there's Texas Roadhouse down the street from us, they put you on like a fake wooden horse.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Should have gone there.
You should have. It would have. I mean, you still, what day is her actual birthday? Is it today?
Yeah.
You can still go, man.
Yep.
Texas Roadhouse tonight. Put her on the saddle. Take a video.
We're going to Mizu tonight.
Oh, dude, I love that place. Yeah. I love that place.
Mm-hmm.
You like sushi?
She does.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to eat sushi. Okay. I've had a couple different sushis.
Dude, that you know that. Have you been to that place before?
No.
You know Basic Brain's the one who turned me on to that, right?
Really?
Yeah.
No.
And are you going because I said it's good?
I think that's why she picked it.
Yeah. It is incredible. 2 hours, $30 total, and you get all-you-can-eat sushi.
Yeah.
It's great. You can get so fat in there, dude.
I believe that's why she picked that place, yes. Yeah.
So, and even if you don't
like
it.
It's also one of the ones in town that she hadn't tried yet. But.
Yeah, it's really good. You'll like it.
Now, when do we go?
Mm.
I think we went last Sunday, maybe? We went to Tokyo?
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never been there. Is it good?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that place's still in business. That's one of those places over there.
Godzilla Roll.
Okay.
It was legit.
They always have those funny names.
God, they were so good.
Yeah.
It was fried.
You hungry, man?
Yeah. It was fried, spicy salmon, eel,
oh, God.
Toss,
yeah,
rice,
dude, I'm gonna
some
love
other
it.
Fish. I can't remember.
Minna says, get a spider roll. Trust me, you can tell me you hate it on Thursday.
I don't want one. What is that?
He says, trust him. Just try it.
No, I think I saw it on the list. I don't think I want that.
Just try it, man. Well, every roll is different everywhere.
I'll look.
Like, they all have the same 50 terms they use to name their rolls, but every time it's different.
Oh, the fucking Tokyo one had a couple random ones.
Yeah, they got weird ones in there, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Sam says, my mate lied about his birthday when in Ibiza. Long story short, the bartender gave him so many drinks he passed out, and the next day he said, I saw your passports, don't try it again. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's how you get your name on the wall, and it's like, do not admit, you know? That's how that happens. Dude, try all the sushis, man. That's what you gotta do. You gotta try all the sushis.
Yeah. Nope.
I mean, all the cooked ones are fine.
Yeah.
You know?
All the cooked ones, all the fried ones are good.
Like, Chris and I will go there, and we'll get a plate of raw fish and a plate of cooked fish.
Yeah. Britt definitely likes the, whatever you call it, just the literal...
Sashimi.
Just the literal slab.
Yeah. Oh my
fish.
God, you put some ginger on that and some soy sauce, some rice. Oh God,
she
it's so
plain,
good.
Man. It's weird.
Tokyo has international chains. We have one here. That's how they stay in business. I don't think so. This guy, I don't think, runs an international business. He's in a broke down like Dunkin' Donuts. Like, I don't think he has any international
it's
business
definitely
whatsoever.
Not, I wouldn't say fancy.
No, I definitely not. I was surprised it's still in business.
Yeah, for being on West Street, though, the interior wasn't that bad.
Well, it used to be another restaurant. I remember what it was now because it's been so long, but it used to be another restaurant. So.
I don't know, but it was good.
But it's right next door to the place that used to be a Taco Tico but changed into a donut shop, and then that donut shop went out of business and it changed back into a Taco Tico. It's very confusing.
I think it's a donut shop again, man.
It could be, dude.
I don't know.
It could change again by the end of the week,
I don't know.
It's very confusing, all these donut things. But anyway, Tone Snapchat.
Yeah.
Were you mad that he was Snapchatting?
I mean...
Because I couldn't figure out what you said.
What?
The Snapchat goes... It shows him panning of, like, five friends. Like, he's panning, like, this direction. It starts just, like, five friends clapping for Britt. It pans past you, and you're staring at Britt and clapping, and then Britt looking like she wants to crawl into a corner and die. And then right at the end, he yells, ole, 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 and you look at him, and you say something about... him not paying attention is kind of the tone I got.
Oh, yeah, you missed it.
And then he goes, oh, is that what it was? Mm. You missed it?
Yeah, because the group of Carlos people were going to say, ole, at the end. And then he said he was going to scream it because they screamed it.
Okay.
And then he completely missed it.
Oh, so that's why his was so audible.
Yes.
That makes so much
more
sense.
They said ole, and then he's like, oh, ole, ole.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, no,
and then he goes, oh, sorry, I was staring at my phone.
Yeah,
and then the Snapchat ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anywho, the man fucking was like his dad. he was a very old man.
Okay.
At that dinner, because he was talking to random people, making really dumb dad jokes.
Was he like high or drunk or anything?
I have no idea. He had one beer.
It's weird, dude.
I asked if he had drank before this. He said no.
Maybe he had a good day.
Maybe. But yeah, he was like, he asked the waitress, like, "You gonna pay for my meal?" And then just was joking about it. And then, yeah, we got the meal comped by the table right next to us because it was Britt's birthday.
They paid for your whole meal?
Yeah. The whole four of us.
We should have went. And drinks. Free meal, dude.
Yeah, man.
I hate you now. You did invite me out. How dare you, sir?
Sorry, bud.
How dare you?
Sorry, man. But yeah, they were real nice. Real nice people. Except the lady used the term bitch very, very, very loosely.
I'm still mad I didn't get a free meal.
Sorry, man.
You gotta take me to Carlos to give me a free meal. Now. Yeah, you owe me.
Nope.
We were supposed to go out.
It's her fault.
How was it her fault?
She didn't invite you.
Well, she did invite me.
Yeah.
Then she forgot about
it. Well, then you forgot about it, too.
I didn't forget. I remembered.
Too late, though.
Apparently not.
I mean, we were technically there. Yeah, we were technically there.
See?
We didn't get anything comped at Pockets, so you wouldn't have gotten anything. Sucks.
Do we have Nando's? No. Never heard of a Nando's.
Nope. Nope.
Never heard of Nando's.
Nope.
All right, man.
Yeah. Well, that's been my weekend, bro.
Y'all said you'd be busy. Yeah, that's what they all say.
It was a good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Britt drove for like to Emporia. So
yeah.
Whatever that time that is, like an hour and
it's
a half.
An hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hour and 45
I drove
minutes.
The last hour.
Yeah.
And that was at like 3 a.m.
Yep. Then you woke up, went for a run. Have you eaten lunch today?
I ate. Yeah, we got breakfast delivered. And so
what?
Yeah.
Breakfast delivered?
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean?
You know, like Postmates?
No!
DoorDash.
Oh, okay. Like Uber things. Eats?
Yeah, like that.
Okay. What'd you get?
Riverside Cafe.
Dude, you live...
They fucked up, though.
You live, like, the most luxurious life I've ever heard.
Yes, I am just rolling in luxury over
you,
here. Bro.
Yeah, you went to bars yesterday, Top Golf,
yeah,
went to a concert.
And now I'm not going
to
do a damn thing for the next 3 months.
That's not true. You're literally in Vegas a week from today.
I ain't buying shit.
You're literally in Vegas
I'm
one week from today.
I'm not buying shit. I will probably buy shit because
yes, you will. You're in Vegas.
I need food. And
we're not.
Beer
we do not. We're
spots.
Doing a 1 hour show today. Because Colby's going to go hang out with Britt, and then next Sunday we're not even doing a show because he's in Vegas.
Yep.
And he looks at me in the eye and he goes, "I'm not doing nothing for the next month. It's over, you know." And
after
in
that.
Less than 7 days, he will be in Vegas. But after Vegas, it's nothing until your December trip when you go to Colorado for a couple weeks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the last till spring
break. But October,
break.
November, I'm not spending shit.
Okay. You're not buying Christmas gifts or nothing? Not getting Christmas gifts or any of that stuff?
Fuck!
Man. Yep. Hey, man, can you hook up your phone to Twitch IRL and stream while you're in Vegas to the Seth and Colby channel? Sam wants to see it. I want to see it.
Nah.
Come on, man. I think that'd be fun.
Nah.
Just 10 minutes every night. Just tell us what you're doing.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Every night?
Yeah.
No.
Just while you're at the casino, be like, I'm at the
Why
casino,
would I
dude.
Do that?
That'd be so great. I would love that.
Can you? Is that how people stream?
Oh, people stream. Have you seen IRL, man?
Is it from their phones?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you could just hit go live on your phone, man, and it'll pop right up.
That would be awful.
Why? That sounds great.
That'd be awful.
Dude, people would love that, man. See, look at this guy. Like, here, let's just see what's on Twitch right now. Here's a guy just walking around the streets of Paris. All right, here's a guy just walking around for a water photo shoot. All right, let's get past the boobs. Here's a lady walking around Naples. Here's a person walking around. Like, look at all these people just walking around. Look at this lady looks fully nude. You know?
That's just a tan shirt.
I know, but it looked nude at first, so. But you could do that, man. Just stream.
I'm not. I can't do that.
You can't do it.
No, I'm not skilled enough.
You don't even need to say anything.
Just show things.
Just show the back, and then if someone asks you something in chat, respond to it. That's all you gotta do.
How am I? Oh, how can I look at chat while filming?
It shows up on your screen.
Oh, duh.
Are you really this Twitch illiterate?
Yes. When have you ever known me to stream anything?
I mean, never, but...
Yeah.
I mean, let me say it. You are skilled enough to hold a phone. How you doing, Oddcast?
No, I will drop it.
Just hold it like this.
I'll be at the Grand Canyon. I'll drop it in the canyon.
Dude, if you don't stream the Grand Canyon, people are going to be sad.
I think we're just flying over it, so I might.
I thought you said one of the big things was your dad wanted to go to the Grand Canyon and look at it.
Yeah, he's going to look at it through a plane.
That is not the same thing!
Yeah.
You might as well Google image it.
Nah, it'll be fine. I think, I don't know. They land somewhere. I don't know if we're going anywhere near it.
Can you make a video for highlights? Foot. You record some of you, like, do like a video diary, and then we edit it together when you get back.
Can try that one.
You can lie and just say things happened that didn't. You
dude,
know?
We just saw The Rock and Kevin Hart having
crazy,
an arm
dude.
Wrestling match down there on the strip.
And you'd be like, and I joined them, and then I won.
I beat them all.
I beat both of them.
Beat them all.
And then they teamed up, and Kevin Hart sat on The Rock's bicep. And helped him move his arm with his body.
And then
you still beat him.
Oh, I still beat
you
him.
You still beat him. That's how good you were. Yeah. So you need to do that. Now you can't use that one, though, because now everyone's going to know that one's a lie.
Yes.
Where if you would have saved it for a week from now, everyone would have assumed it was true.
Mm.
Because, you know, clearly. Dude, clickbait the stream. Fight Night Live. For every 1,000 viewers, I punch a stranger. just put that in there. Thanks for the follow, Alpha. Appreciate it. That would be so hilarious, dude. $5 for a shot, dude. You do that. I would love that because I'd be sitting at home making money.
What?
And you'd be getting drunk.
$5 what? A shot?
Yeah, every $5 donation you take a shot.
Isn't that against TOS?
No.
Yeah, I think it is.
No. Do it on Newman Drums, won't matter.
I think it's fine.
No, it's fine.
Nah.
It's fine. Mm. You just can't appear to be drunk and out of control and say racist things, you know.
Well, then we're fucked.
I think you'll be okay.
I don't know. I might do a video, or I'll take videos of things.
I mean, I can show you how to do it. It's very easy. Which one Seth's with Colby? I'm Seth. He's Colby.
Done.
Haven't you been here before? I think he's been here before.
Yeah, not shots for follows. Shots for donations.
Yeah, it's different.
It's totally different.
Yeah. Maybe just be, you know, just be like lawyery with the language. Be like, I'm not taking this shot because someone donated $5. I'm taking this shot to celebrate the fact that someone donated $5.
There you go.
That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't get in trouble because it's not shots for donations. It's shots because of donations. There. See? You just got out of it. There you go. You seem thirsty for a few bucks. What, you gonna be like? Would you be like, here's $5? You'd be like, nah, I'm not thirsty for that money. Is that what you're telling me, Oddcast? You too good for money? All right.
Yeah, man. Money's always good. I'll take all the money.
I mean, who doesn't want money?
Mm.
People love money, so.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, so. I am very confused now about your Vegas trip, just for the record.
I don't know.
Do you like this Oddcast guy?
He seems very condescending.
He does.
Yeah.
Like, why is he being condescending?
I don't know, man. I got a job too, brother, and I will take $5 any day.
Like, who doesn't want $5?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Why don't you take $5 right now and burn it, tweet us a video of it, and then I'll respect you more. All right? 400 free bits, just used it all now. Oh, did you watch? Dude, there's so many people out there with the 400 bits for watching Jack Ryan. Because Amazon Prime's new thing is if you watch Jack Ryan, you get 400 free bits.
What?
Like, which, by the way, is the equivalent of a shot for donation.
Yeah.
That's just literally what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, watch this, we'll give you something, you know. It's the same type of idea.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's crazy. How much do hookers cost now? I don't know, man. I didn't know how much hookers cost 10 years ago, so I can't tell you that. But I'm very confused about your Vegas trip.
Why?
Because I thought you weren't going to be in Vegas that much. I thought the whole purpose was the Grand Canyon.
No. Grand Canyon's one day.
But you're just flying over it.
Yeah.
But so how does it take a day?
Like, we're up in the air for like 2 hours, and then they fly back to an airport, and then we fly back to Vegas, and then first we have to fly there, and then we have to take a bus to the plane or some shit. I don't fucking know. I'm just
along. What are you talking
for
about?
The ride, man. I'm just along for the ride.
Also, I just want to point out that Oddcast is now excited about $4. It's like, I don't care about $5, not a big... You tell me I can get $4 for watching TV? I am so into that right now, please God. Please God, give me that $4.
Jesus. Before May?
Yeah, you can't just sign up. They're changing Prime because so many people, like, sign up for free trials now.
Mm-hmm.
And then sub to Ninja. And then they're getting all the free games and all the free... like, plans and stuff, like the Jim Halpert stuff. So now they're giving a lot of Prime rewards to people who have had Prime for a while.
That's fucked.
To prevent the 12-year-olds from getting free benefits.
Oh.
That's basically the idea.
Fucking Europeans and their damn dates.
What? Yeah, 9/5/2018. It's not May 9th, yeah.
I thought it was May 9th. Stupid.
But it's still the same
so
thing.
So confusing.
Yeah, that's why they're getting rid of ads, too. Who did the decoration, guys? Stewie Griffin? What? Does that even make sense?
No.
I'm just going to ban him because he's bad. I like banning people. It's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't. He didn't do anything to earn a ban. He's just confused me three times, and he's confused himself once in chat by saying he didn't want $5 and then freaking out about 400 bits. And then he talked about Stewie Griffin. I'm pretty sure he means Peter. Because Stewie's the small child with the football head, right?
Yeah.
Is he known for decorating?
No, he's known for murdering people.
Is he known for video game decorations?
Nah.
It makes no sense.
Nah, it really doesn't. I'm confused by it.
Well, now we don't have to deal with his confusion anymore.
Good.
It's gone.
Stupid and it's unneeded.
And you know what's funny is that we didn't have to ban. We could just end the show. It's the end of the show. But yeah, I feel good about getting rid of him.
Yeah, good.
It just doesn't make sense. Mm. I just don't understand it. That's right. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you can't get fooled again. It's George Bush. George, you see, Fox News called him a left wing liberal the other day. Radical, I think, was the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I get he was making fun of my son's bedroom. I just didn't understand how.
Nah, I don't either.
He was making fun of it.
And the fact that Stewie's a baby, but he's also a genius at the same time who can time travel and make laser guns and become the president at one point in time.
Also, there's
take over the world.
There's no way that my 9-year-old son decorated this room, for the record, also. Like, clearly I did this.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I used to like let him pick what posters go where, and I changed that a couple weeks ago, and I just rearranged it to look better. So he gets no say now.
No, yeah, you just live in your room,
Sam. Look at my body. You think there's a way I could fit on that bed? Let's be real, man. Come on, look at me. It wouldn't support me.
That is a tiny bed.
It's too small. Have you ever slept in that bed? I think you slept in that bed once or twice, right?
Sucks.
It's tiny.
It's horrible.
It's great for a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Not great for anyone over probably 14.
Yeah. Not anyone 5 foot or bigger.
Right. Yeah. Twin bed, dude. Small.
But.
Small. All right. Well, should we end?
Yeah, we can end.
Because we're only doing an hour today, remember? So.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Unless you got more prep, man.
I know many others that can't fit through the door. All right. Thank you, Sam. That's why you're not banned. All right. We didn't talk about, this guy who is recreating all of Toy Story 3 using stop motion, which to me is just insane.
What?
Yeah.
That's unneeded.
Like, I can show it real quick. Like, he's literally...
Don't you get it? With
like,
hold on. This is
he's
no
literally redoing the whole thing. Like, preschoolers and like, everything. Like, I don't know why people are that insane, you know?
Mm.
Just for free. Just doing it for the fun.
Yeah.
And it's not the trailer. It's the whole movie.
That's so unneeded.
It is, isn't it?
Like, where do you even get the sets for it? Did he make the sets?
I would assume so.
Made Andy's house.
Maybe we should have done some research.
I don't know.
I shouldn't have even played it, and then we wouldn't have had to worry about it, you know? But anyway, guys, thank you so much for hanging out today. We're Seth and Colby. We'll be back Thursday, 7 p.m., or I should do the Eastern. It's 8 p.m. Eastern time, 4 a.m. Central European, Sam, so I hope you like staying up late. Yeah. And otherwise, we are not going to be back a week from today. Colby will be on vacation.
Yep.
So our next Sunday show, for all the Europeans who are here, our next Sunday show will be 2 weeks from today, but we will do Thursday, and then we'll do another Thursday.
Yeah.
So...
Yep.
We're only going to miss one show.
Just one.
But it's going to be feel like 2 weeks of all you do is watch Sundays, which a lot of our European dudes do. So sorry about that. But
sorry, y'all.
That's how it is. So right now, it's for the UK, our Thursday show is at 3 a.m. That's what time it is. So
then,
good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. But guys, thanks so much for watching today. Audio's on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. You can also Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's all... @SethandColby. You can also join the Discord, exclamation point Discord, and chat if you want to get in there and have some fun. There's also merch, all that stuff. You want to buy some t-shirts. Colby says he's working on new stuff, so expect that before Christmas.
Yes.
That'll be there.
It will be for Christmas.
Before Christmas. And other than that, we appreciate you. Look out for the poll for Colby Plays Games this Thursday. He's going to play a new game chosen by you guys. So that's at twitter.com. So say that Colby, or it's in the Discord if you want to do that. And yeah, we appreciate you. We'll see
Love
you guys
y'all.
Thursday.
Thanks,
if we
y'all.
Don't see you then, we'll see you the next Thursday.
See y'all.
And if we don't see you then, we'll see
Love
you on Sunday.
Y'all.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.